Imagine stuffing Mount Everest in a football. Just try to think how heavy or dense the football must be. So dense and heavy that the weight of a single ball of that matter will be a lot more than the weight of every single person on this planet combined. Yes, you guessed it right. A neutron star. Hi, my name is Pritish. And today, in our space episode, we will be talking about neutron stars. In my last space podcast, we had talked about black holes, and to me, neutron stars and black holes share the bond of brothers. How and why, we shall discuss in this episode. So, firstly, what is a neutron star? A neutron star is a circular object the size of a big city, which is very, very dense. The core is only made up of neutrons and it even has a very strong gravity. Now, how is it formed? In my previous episode, I had explained that what happens in a supernova or when a star dies. Firstly, there is a full process of explosion. Then, the star goes on self-destruct mode. In that, if the gravity is less, then it turns into a white dwarf. If the gravity is so much that it gets crushed and shrinks until it's the size of an atom. That is called a black hole. But if the gravity is at an average level, then what happens? It breaks or shrinks until it's the size of a big city. And that is a neutron star. So, neutron stars are not actually stars. They are like the recycled dead body of stars. Neutron stars differ on the type of radiation as they send out, as all of them send beams of radiation across the universe as they spin, making them appear to flash like a light bulb if it moves across the Earth. They also have magnetic poles at the end of its circular body, creating a magnetic field which is quadrillion times stronger than the Earth's. Now, there are some kinds of neutron stars which spin around at a very furious speed, sending out jets of particles or a kind of radiation almost at the speed of light out of the magnetic poles, which look like pulses. Thus, these kind of stars are called pulsars. What is cool about pulsars to me is that they spin at around 700 times per second. And there is a special kind of pulsar located in a globular cluster of stars called Tirzan 5. It spins at around 70,000 kilometers per second, which is 24% of the speed of light. Can you believe it? Then, as I mentioned before, that they have a very high density. But despite of that, surprisingly, it is known to have a very smooth and soft surface. Now, it has two qualities of its younger brother, the black hole. It moves even faster than an average black hole. And secondly, its awesome qualities makes it very dangerous to approach. For example, the very harmful radiation. I always like to see both of them as brothers, and it's very cool. But then, these brothers can also be very violent at the same time. I hoped you liked the podcast. If you did, then click the like button and subscribe. Thanks for tuning in.